Yaakov Avinu, as part of his strategy in facing Esav and the encounter with Esav, sends a mincha to Esav to appease Esav. And he gives instructions to the servants who are bringing the mincha. So Esav will meet you and he'll ask you, Lemiata, three questions. Lemiata, to who do you belong? Va'ana selech, where are you going? Umi eila fanecha, what is all these in front of you? The amarta, you shall say in response to these questions. Avdecha liyakov, to Yaakov, your servant Yaakov, mincha hi shelucha, it is a mincha being sent, ladoni le'esav. V'hinei gam hu achareinu, and he is behind us. And then he told this to the second and the third group as well. So how do these questions relate to the answer that Yaakov dictated that they should respond? Says Rashi, Esav is going to ask you, lemiata, shel miata, mishochecha, who's sending you? Vana Selech is self-evident. Where are you going? Umi eila fanecha, ve'eila shel fanecha, these things in front of you, these animals, shel mihem, lemi amincha zos shlucha, who is the mincha sent to? That's umi eila lefanecha. And what's your answer? The amarta, you shall say, la'abdecha le'yakov, says Rashi, al rishon, rishon, balachron, acheron. So these are the responses to the specific questions. She'sha'alta, you asked, lumi'ata, to who do you belong? La'abdecha le'yakov, ani. The she'sha'alta, and that which you asked, lumi'ela le'fanecha, mincha yishlucha le'doni le'esav. So Rashi, in explaining the answer that Yaakov put in their mouth, seems to address question number one and question number three. Avdecha Yaakov is responding to Lemiata, and then Mincha Yishlucha Ladoni LeEsav is responding to Lemi'el Fanecha. The middle question, Va'ana Selech, Rashi leaves hanging. Other Mefarshim work it more directly in the Pasuk. The Or Chaim, for example, Malvim, I believe, also. La'avdecha le'yakov, that's lemiata, that's obvious. And then, va'ana selech, umi ele lefanecha, so keneged va'ana selech, that's laholech mincha, that's mincha yishelucha. Mincha yishelucha is va'ana selech, we're coming to send, to deliver a package, a present. And lemi ele lefanecha, that's lemi, that's the ladoni le'esa. So they work it out better in terms of lining up the questions. If you rush, you have to know exactly what happened to the second question. Somehow it's covered indirectly. Al derech hadrush, there are interesting things that I noticed in this pasuk. The Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah says something fascinating. He wants to put into this question of Esav another dimension. Esav is asking the following. I see all these animals, and I see these servants that are delivering the animals. So I know I'm getting the animals. But what about the servants? Am I getting them as well? Lemiata, are you independent of the mincha, or are you part of the gift? Am I getting that as well? And that's what Esav wants to know, because Esav is the type of person that's looking yeshli rav, right? The more the better. So do the servants go into the gift? So Yaakov says, he was going to ask, Lemiata, you yourself, are you belonging to this gift? Lemi ele lefanecha, and as far as your relationship to the gift, and what are you going to tell them? Le'avdecha le'Yaakov, meaning no. Our identity is, we are independent of the gift. We belong to Yaakov. We have to return to our master, to your master, so to speak, but really to Yaakov. But, mincha yishlucha ladoni le'esav. The mincha, that's to Esav. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a Musar Haskel from here, is, he says it his way, we'll say it in our own way, sometimes you have to strike a deal with the devil, so to speak. You have to make concessions, you have to appease the Yetzer Hara, you have to find ways and strategies to sort of, do things that you wouldn't otherwise feel comfortable doing, and you have to hold your nose and do it because that's the way it is. There's no alternative. That's what the hour calls for. But one should never sell their soul to the devil. so to speak. In other words, who are you? Where do you belong? Where are you anchored? Who are you? The Etzem. It's one thing to say, I'm giving a mincha to Esav. It's another thing to say, I'm part of the mincha, I'm giving myself to Esav. And therefore, again, Hamevin Yavin, you know, whatever that applies, in whatever way that might apply, a person has to always recognize who they are in their essence. L'avdechal Yaakov, that's who I am. That's the Chavetz Chaim. And then I want to share with you another Machshav al Derech Hadrush from the Sfas Emes, also in this pasuk. Sfas Emes says the following b'shem the Chiddush Arim, his grandfather, on this pasuk, when Esav asks, "L'mi ata v'ana seilech u'mi ela lefanecha," so he says that this is the Yetzirah asking the same questions that a Kaveh ben Mahalalel tells a person to ask in order to avoid an avera. Histaka b'shlosha dvarim v'ena tabal de avera. What are they? Me'ayin basa u'ana taholech lefnei mi'ata asid litin din v'cheshben. Now, when Akab Mahalalel uses those questions, it's meant to inspire us to greater levels of Yiras Shamayim, to know me'ayin basa miti pasrucha u'ana taholech to the grave u'mi'ata asid litin din v'cheshben. Esav is the Yetzer Hara. Esav is asking those same questions with a different agenda. Esav is asking those questions because he wants to pull us down. Sometimes the very same instruments that can be used in one way to be machazik ourselves, to recognize our humility, and to know that we should become arrogant and proud, but if we use those questions in the wrong way, it pulls us down and it pulls us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yetzer Hara itself can use and sound like a very frumma Yetzer Hara. Like Chazal say that the one who wrestled with Yaakov was Nidmalo Ketamid Chacham, the Sarah Shel Esav. Sometimes it sounds very frum. I'm talking to you like this is what you have to work on. You have to realize that you're nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're not going anywhere. Nothing's going to become of you. Problem is, it's Esav speaking. It's the wrong voice. So how do you respond when you hear the Yetzer Hara asking those same questions? Says the Chiddush Arim, you have to say the following. Le'avdecha le'Yaakov. First of all, I'm mevatel myself to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are special in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Echaviv b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mincha hi shvucha l'Adoni le'Esav. Says the Chiddush Arim, mincha is a remez to the idea of whatever you do with mesiras nefesh is chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, mi darko is nadev mincha ani. Nefesh ki sakrav mincha. A person who brings a mincha, they may not have money for an animal, for a bird, but they give what they could give. And it says, reach nicholach. It's nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give what you can give, and you appreciate that. It's ki'ilu hikriv nafsho. What matters is the thought and the effort, even if it's not a lot. Ladoni le'esav, if I do it with avoda, negad the Yetzahara. Ladoni le'esav, to do it, to counter the Yetzahara. And I make a little bit of a step in the right direction. A small victory counts for a lot. The more the Kari Yisrael do in that vein, even a little bit, the more it counts because it's chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Sfas Emes, to add to that, v'hinei gamhu acharenu, the pasuk concludes, says the Sfas Emes, that means a person should always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there right behind me to mechazik me and to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me out. L'kel gomer alai, the pasuk says in Tehillim, a person does what they can do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misayeya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him help, and the little that you do, Hashem takes it and helps you follow through on it. Bnei gam hu acharenu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there right behind us. As much as we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach to be able to complete it. And this is Yaakov Avinu teaching Klal Yisrael for doors to come how to deal with, quote unquote, the frumma Yetzahara. The Yetzahara that tries to pull us down with the same questions that if you use it in the right way, person is able to grow in Yiras Shamayim. The person uses the sense of morbidity and the sense of being nothing and all of that to put himself down. The response has to be, La'avdecha li'Yaakov, I belong to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and the little that I do is valued. Mincha yishlucha adoni le'esav, I'm fighting my Yitzhahara. Whatever I can do in a small way counts for a lot, and whatever I can do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. Hinei gam hu acharenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us siyata d'shmaya. We have to know when to use these questions in the way that the Kadam Halalov intended them, and when to use these questions and to recognize that the answers have to be not the Mishnah and Perkei Avos, but the Sfas Emes and the Chiddush Shirim, as stated here in Parshas Yishlach. Okay, both sides, we have about 10 minutes or so.